SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
Siete in compagnia di SBS Italian. Trovate altre storie su sbs.com.au/italian o scaricate la SBS Radio app.
Il sito di SBS è tutto nuovo. Se volete trovare le trascrizioni di questo e di tutti gli altri episodi, andate su www.sbs.com.au/slowitalian. sbs.com.au/slowitalian.
Slow Italian. Fast Learning. Il governo australiano ha detto che le agenzie di intelligence non hanno ancora richiesto di proibire TikTok nei dispositivi pubblici, nonostante i maggiori alleati stiano limitando l'uso della app social da parte dei dipendenti pubblici a causa di preoccupazioni per la sicurezza. La decisione degli Stati Uniti di vietare la app di condivisione video di proprietà cinese da tutti i dispositivi di proprietà del governo americano ha scatenato critiche da Pechino. Mao Ning è il portavoce del ministro degli esteri cinese.
We demand the relevant U.S. institutions and individuals discard their ideological bias and zero-sum Cold War mentality, view China and China-U.S. relations in an objective and rational light, stop framing China as a threat by quoting disinformation, stop denigrating the Communist Party of China, and stop trying to score political points at the expense of China-U.S. relations.
停止为谋取政治私利绑架中美关系.
I dipendenti delle agenzie americane federali hanno 30 giorni per disinstallare TikTok dai dispositivi di lavoro, per timore che la compagnia madre ByteDance possa raccogliere dati personali per conto del governo cinese. Mike Gallagher, che è il presidente della commissione parlamentare, ha esposto le sue perplessità.
A bigger coup for the Chinese Communist Party if TikTok is permitted to continue operating in the United States and if WeChat and other Chinese platforms are allowed to continue to operate is that it gives the Chinese Communist Party the ability to manipulate our social discourse, the news, to censor and suppress or to amplify what tens of millions of Americans see and read and experience and hear through their social media app.
Anton Dabura, il direttore esecutivo dell'Istituto di Sicurezza dell'Informazione della Johns Hopkins University, ha detto che anche il più innocuo uso di TikTok può essere utile per agenti stranieri.
It may seem innocuous for some who may say, well, I'm not doing anything, you know, I'm not working in a nuclear power plant or things like that, but there are so many ways that that foreign actors, especially the Chinese, but not limited to them, can make use of these little breadcrumbs that we leave, so that even though most of us think that we're not doing anything that would be of interest to a foreign government. That's not really true.
E non sono solo gli Stati Uniti a scegliere di imporre il divieto su TikTok. L'Unione Europea ha fatto lo stesso, come ha spiegato la prima portavoce della Commissione dell'Unione Europea, Sonia Gospodinova.
So the reasons why this has been the decision has been taken is to protect the Commission cyber to increase the Commission cybersecurity. Also, the measure aims to protect the Commission against cybersecurity threats and actions which may be exploited for cyber attacks against the corporate environment of the Commission.
Anche la decisione dell'Unione Europea ha scatenato le ire di Mao Ning.
欧盟声称是全球最开放的市场。
The EU claims to be the most open market in the world, but recently it has been taking restrictive measures and unreasonably suppressing other countries' companies on the ground of national security. This would dampen international communities' confidence in the business environment in the EU. The EU should match its words with deeds, respect the market economy and fair competition. Stop overstretching and abusing the concept of national security and provide an open, fair, transparent and non-discriminatory business environment for all companies.
Anche il Canada si è unito ai divieti dell'Unione Europea e degli Stati Uniti, a detta del primo ministro Justin Trudeau.
We're making the decision that for government employees, for government equipment, it is better to not have them access TikTok because of the concerns that people have in terms of safety. This may be a first step, it may be the only step we need to take, but every step of the way we're going to be making sure we're keeping Canadians safe. And certainly I suspect that as government takes the significant step of telling all federal employees that they can no longer use TikTok on their work phones, many Canadians, from businesses to private individuals, will reflect on the security of their own data and perhaps make choices in consequence. But I'm always a fan of giving Canadians the information for them to make the right decisions for them.
In Australia, il ministro del Tesoro, Jim Chalmers, ha detto che il governo è in attesa di un parere che consigli un divieto generalizzato di TikTok dai dispositivi forniti dal governo. Ma l'esperta australiana di cybersicurezza Susan McLean ha detto che se altri governi sono preoccupati, anche l'Australia dovrebbe esserlo.
Well, I think that if anyone actually knew the data that was being collated on them when they used it, how it was being used, and the fact it can be fed back to the Chinese Communist Party, many people would simply walk away. But there's not a great understanding of that. And I think that if the American government, the Canadian government, are concerned to this level, then we should be looking at it very seriously as well.
McLean cita la rimozione di videocamere prodotte in Cina dai palazzi pubblici australiani in nome della sicurezza, sostenendo che TikTok deve adempiere a dei requisiti imposti dal Partito Comunista Cinese su dati e informazione.
Anything that is a Chinese-owned entity is beholden to the Chinese Communist Party and has to provide whatever they're asked. Now they come out and say that, you know, they don't and our data's held here and it doesn't go back there. But really, you know, if you've got to look here locally, the reality that the surveillance or the security cameras around the government buildings are now linked back to China and they've all been pulled down, I think there's something in it.
Luke Franchina è un influencer di TikTok con 3 milioni e 900 mila followers. Franchina ha detto che non è soltanto TikTok a raccogliere i dati.
To be honest, I think I used to be very concerned about my data, but being on social media, I think there's a lot of companies that take advantage of data and selling it. And so TikTok, in my mind, is just another company doing that. I think that a lot of this data that's already out there, a lot of this data that they're collecting is already out there somewhere, and they could probably purchase it about me from a different place if they're not getting get it from TikTok.
Volete ascoltare altre storie come questa? Potete trovarle su Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify o ovunque scarichiate i vostri podcast.